All right, welcome into the Cowboys Corner podcast. I'm your host today, Ryan Bush. Okay, so today we're going to be going over the sad news about the death of Marion Barber. And if you've been following the story, a lot of things to unpack. Some off-the-field issues which had crept up for Barber since his retirement in 2011. I'm not going to get very much into his personal life today. Just want to go over a few thoughts about his career with the Cowboys, some of the highs, some of the lows, some of the woulda, coulda, shouldas. So, let's back up to when he was drafted by Dallas in 2005. Now, personally, when I read in the Dallas Morning News on the Monday after the draft that year that the Cowboys had drafted Barber, I personally, having watched Barber play at the University of Minnesota, I was excited because Barber was someone exactly who the Cowboys needed. He was hard runner, energetic, kind of a frenetic runner, high energy, always kind of like, for me, if I had to compare him to a Cowboys running back, he reminded me of Robert Newhouse. Very hard runner, you know, a little bit of a fumbling problem, but when you watch his style, how he goes about his business, you can understand it. A lot of his fumbles occurred when he's getting a little tired late in a drive or late in a game. So you had to watch his workload somewhat in that area. But good player. And you have to understand, this is the Cowboys drafted him a couple of years after the retirement of Emmitt Smith. So the Cowboys had gone through Troy Hambrick and then Eddie George. Now, at the back end of the 2004 season, Julius Jones was a revelation, a welcome revelation. But the worry was that Bill Parcells, giving Jones 30-plus carries in consecutive games, was going to wear Jones down over the course of a season. So the Cowboys needed someone to complement Jones. And when they drafted Barber, they found the perfect complement. And if you analyze how Bill Parcells, who was the head coach for the Cowboys at that time, how he used those two running backs, Julius Jones and Marion Barber, he used Jones to soften up the defense, and Marion Barber was the short yardage closer kind of a running back. Jones would soften them up, and Barber would deliver the knockout blow. Marion Barber carried the ball 138 times as a rookie. And in reading articles, you get the impression that the following year, 2006, he burst onto the scene. He carried the ball more. You know, one article described him as a workhorse in 2006. And actually, when you look at it, he carried the ball fewer times in his second NFL go-around than he did as a rookie. Now, however, you know, scoring 14 touchdowns, averaging 4.8 yards per carry, you're gaining some notice. People are starting to notice you. So that's how Marion Barber was used under Bill Parcells. And I think that's when the Cowboys and Barber together, you know, they were at their very best. Now you look, there's an example here in his career. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that Wade Phillips, Jerry Jones, whichever one of them made the decision, biggest mistakes they ever made. If you look in 2007, okay, Barber and the Cowboys. Cowboys win 13 games. They're on a roll. Barber's averaging 4.8 yards a carry again. You know, he scores 10 touchdowns. However, late in the season, there's some pressure to make Barber the starter. You know, instead of Jones being the number one back and Barber sort of the 1A, there's some pressure to give Barber more of the workload. Give him more carries. Make him the starter. And in December of that year, they almost did this. While Jones was the starter, Barber was given more time in the backfield, more playing time, and the Cowboys liked what they saw. So what they did for the playoff game against New York that January was to make Barber the starter. And, you know, on paper, it looked good. Barber had over 100 yards rushing in the first half. And the problem was, the second half, when it counted the most, Barber was tired. He was worn out. So after rushing for 100-plus yards in the first half, he puts together, what, 20 to 25 yards in the second half. Cowboys wound up losing. Now, you know, looking back, there's a lot of things you can point to as the cause for defeat, whether it be Terrell Owens' injury, Tony Romo's trip to Cabo, Patrick Creighton's drop in the third quarter that would have been, what, 50-yard gain, touchdown, whatever, big play. There's lots of moments to look back to and point to for the reasons for defeat. But the way the Cowboys handled Barber in that game should be listed among them. Because Barber, over the course of his NFL career leading up to that, had never been the number one guy. Going back to college when he was at the University of Minnesota, he was the 1A kind of guy with Lawrence Maroney. So it had always been a tandem thing for Barber. It's what he knew. It's what he was conditioned for. It fit his running style. Yet the Cowboys, in the season's biggest game, put him in a situation where he was, in a way, out of his element. And it showed up and it hurt the Cowboys in the second half of that game against the New York Giants. Going forward, so 2007 was the year that Barber was named to the Pro Bowl and in the offseason he earned a contract. Now, Julius Jones is gone. He signs a free agent deal with Seattle. And the Cowboys draft Felix Jones. Felix Jones was going to get some carries, okay? Yet Felix gets hurt in week 6 against Arizona. He's out for the year. The workload, you know, fell to Barber. He was a starter anyway, and he was getting, you know, roughly 20 carries a game. But with Jones out of the lineup, with Felix Jones gone, it was Barber, and they really didn't trust a rookie Tashard Choice yet. So Barber was the guy. The realization ultimately became that they used Barber too much that year in 2008. He gets a foot injury. His average falls to 3.7 yards per carry. And he limps down the stretch. The Cowboys crash and burn. It was a mess. And, you know, the offense, one of the reasons for the offensive struggles in December of that year was, you know, the absence of Barber, which was caused, in part, by simply overuse. So the following year, Barber's usage is a little bit more balanced. Felix Jones earns more carries. Tashard Choice is sprinkled into the offense consistently. Here's the thing, though, when I think about Marion Barber. When he left the Cowboys after the 2010 season, he ranked 6th on the team's rushing yardage list. He has, you know, since been passed by DeMarco Murray and, of course, Ezekiel Elliott. He averaged, Marion Barber, this, I did not realize this. He sits 4th on the Cowboys' all-time rushing touchdown list, behind only Emmitt Smith, Tony Dorsett, and Zeke. He averaged 7.5 touchdowns per season as a Dallas Cowboy. And when I see that, I think of what could have been. Because personally, I feel like Barber was one player who left something on the table in Dallas. He could have done more. And I'm not pointing necessarily a finger so much at him as maybe the coaching staff. Because there's pressure after the kind of the career year he had in 2007 to use him more. You know, analytically, you know, the numbers say that you should use him more. But I wonder if the Cowboys had been more diligent, more conservative in their approach to the usage and the handling of Barber, I wonder how many more years he could have lasted in Dallas. You know, he after leaving Dallas, after 2010, he played one more year with the Chicago Bears. But how many more years could he have lasted in Dallas? 2, 3? You know, with his style of play, he wasn't going to play into his mid-30s. Like Emmitt Smith did. He wasn't going to do that. But, you know, he finished with, what, roughly, what, 4,300 yards rushing, I think the number was. You know, could he have stretched that, pushed the 6,000-yard mark by the time it was all said and done? I don't know. So, personally, Personally, I think there was a little bit left on the table for Barber as a cowboy. And that's kind of disappointing because individually, you know, I like Marion Barber, one of those guys you just root for. Bill Parcells said the other day, in a way, that Barber was the perfect player. And I totally agree with that. He could run. He could block. He could catch the ball. He had a certain amount of quickness. He ran hard. He was the perfect guy you want in the fourth quarter when the defense is starting to get tired. He's the guy you want to come in and just wear the defense down to deliver the knockout blow. And that's what he did for the Cowboys time and time again during the few years he was with the team. So it's a little bit of sad news today, dealing with the death of Marion Barber. And while many articles out there focus on, you know, his highlights, you know, his favorite play. There's that play from 2007 against the Patriots. The best 2-yard run in NFL history. Crazy good play. But I just wanted to bring that out about Barber because when a team goes through a coaching change like that, sometimes there's a subtle ripple effect that isn't always appreciated at the time. And looking back, here we have Barber passing. It's a good time to talk about Marion Barber and to point out that he was very good with the Dallas Cowboys. Very good. But, you know, I think he could have been even better. Even better. So there you go. That's what I got for you today. I'm Ryan Bush. You can follow my work on Patreon. You can go to my website, ryanbush.biz. All right, that's the Cowboys Corner podcast for today. I'll talk to you again real soon.